Vi danser og fester, elefanter og hester. Ta med besten og besta. Vi skal bare, 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 bare. Åh, her er vi igjen. Åh, hva er vi ikke tyte? Det er bare bussen. Ikke lov å bade med tisen ute. Snipp, snapp, snutte. La basket uten sprute. Det blir kliss, knass, kruse. Knussen er i rute. Saft, suse. Se bokene bruse. Det går snipp, snapp, snute. Eventyr er ute. Kan tippa på min bror. Vi skal bli feit, vi skal bli stor. Har ei høne, har ei mus. Har ei løve og en pus. Drikke saft, drikke brus. Flokken tjener flus. Her er vi igjen. Marsko heiter ikke snute. Det var det bussen. Ikke lov å bade med tissen ute. Snipp, snapp, snute. La flasket uten sprute. Det blir kliss, knass, kruse. Bussen er i rute. Saft, suse. Se blokkene bruse. Det går snipp, snapp, snute. Eventyr er ute. Snipp, snapp, snute. La flasket uten sprute. Det blir kliss, knass, kruse. Bussen er i rute. Saft, suse.
Donc bonjour à tous, aujourd'hui nous sommes heureux d'accueillir nos correspondants norvégiens. Donc je suis accompagné de Oda.
Hello.
Oda, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Je suis aussi accompagné de Eric. Eric, how are you?
I'm good.
Et je suis aussi accompagné de Ruth. Ruth, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Et je suis accompagné aussi de mes deux amis, Mathis et Clément. Ça va, les gars? Ça va. Et aujourd'hui, on va parler de l'école en Norvège, parce que c'est vrai qu'il y a beaucoup de différences entre celle en France et celle qui est en Norvège. Et donc, nos correspondants norvégiens vont faire la différence et vont nous dire ce qu'il y a en France et en Norvège, et surtout en Norvège. Et ils vont nous dire l'ensemble de ces différences, mais en anglais. So, Oda, you can start to,
yeah, sure. to say. Because we start school at 8:15 in the morning. Our lessons are about 45 minutes each, usually times two, so usually 90 minutes total. Every Friday we have the same subject all day. Some Fridays we don't even have school. We end our school days much earlier than you do here in France, between 1:20 and 2:55. But our lunch is only 25 minutes in comparison.
Okay, thank you, Oda. Now, Eric, tell us another other difference.
Okay, so at our school specifically, our lunch and cafeteria is in a bunker under the school, so there's no windows, and it's a little scary if you are not familiar. But the school is safe. It's not because we are afraid of stuff. And during lessons, we don't lock the doors like you do here in Norway or here in France. It's always open and you can just roam freely. And we also call our teachers by their first name, and we don't really have words for Madame and Monsieur.
Thank you, Eric. And Ruth, you will finish to say all the difference.
Oui. So we have chairs with wheels. Turn around. The French people really like that because they don't have that in France. And also we don't have a bell or alarm that tells us when class starts or ends. We have silent schools, so we just have to follow our own schedule.
Okay, thank you. Et Mathis et Clément, peut-être que vous avez quelque chose à dire, des choses que vous trouvez bizarres dans l'école en Norvège qu'il n'y a pas en France. Dites-nous.
Bah, ils n'ont pas d'alarme, je trouve ça bizarre. Ils ont été choqués quand on avait une alarme. Puis aussi, ils ont des chaises à roulettes. Et nous, on n'a pas ça, c'est sacrément bien. Puis il y a la politesse aussi. Ils ne vous voient pas leur prof, ils les appellent par leur prénom ou leur nickname.
Ok, merci beaucoup.
Élève les garçons comme si c'était des soldats qui cachent leurs émotions, car les vrais mecs ça pleure pas. T-shirt et jeans et l'uniforme, on est tous bloqués dans des normes. On t'apprend à être dur avant d'apprendre à parler, que la virilité c'est frapper en premier. Pas obligé d'en faire des tonnes, car c'est pas ça qui fait un homme. Ils me disent à quoi ressembler, pourquoi on veut décider pour moi. J'espère qu'un jour les choses vont changer, tellement de règles autour de moi.
Today we're going to talk about how France is seen by the Norwegian. Norwegian generally has a positive image of France. For them, France is often associated with culture, gastronomy and the art of living. Many admire French cuisine with specialties such as cheese, bread or pastries.
France is also perceived as a very culturally rich country with its museum, history and famous monuments such as the Eiffel Tower. Norwegians also see France as a very attractive tourist destination. Cities like Paris, Nice or Lyon attract many Norwegian visitors, especially for the milder climate and the beauty of the landscapes.
However, some Norwegians also think that the French are very attached to their language and traditions. They can sometimes be perceived as a little reserved at first, but also passionate when they talk about their culture, politics or gastronomy.
In summary, France is often seen by Norwegians as an elegant, cultural and very influential country in Europe. So, Anna, do you like France and why?
Okay, I can answer. French is a really beautiful country, and it has a lot of beautiful buildings, and I really like the structure of the buildings. And also food in France is really good. I really like croissant and pain au chocolat. Yes.
Okay, and you, Christopher, what is your favorite food in France?
I really like croissant.
Yes. And you, Björg and Hannah?
I really like crepe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
I like
baguette.
Okay.
Christopher, for you, what is the good points for French?
I think the people here are really nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I see what's happening here. Yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yeah, it's really me, it's Maui. Breathing in.
I know.
What can I say except you're welcome? For the ties, the sun, the sky. Yeah, it's okay, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary dummy guy. When you were waiting, yeah, I, this guy, when the night got cold, who stole your fire from down below? You're looking at him, yo. Oh, also I lost the sun. You're welcome. To stretch your dogs and bring you fun.
Also, I hear there's the breeze. You're welcome to feel yourselves and shake your dreams. So what can I say except you're welcome? For the island is a pool from sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome. I guess I'll just do it to be me. You're welcome, you're welcome. Okay, you're welcome.